Wolf Man doesn't go to work. He's not like a guy. What are you talking about? He walks around, he wears pants. He had to wear pants, because those movies were made in the 40s. He had to wear them so you wouldn't see his... Wolf Dork.
Wolf Dork?
Oh, boy. Some hapless victims. I can hardly wait to scare the veins out of them.
You are listening to the Casey Ferguson Show's Haunted House of Rock on Ember Silent Radio 92.1 FM.
Welcome to the Casey Ferguson Show's Haunted House of Rock on CJAI 92.1 FM. Yes, it's Casey Ferguson here, your ghost with the most and friend to the end, dealing out a heaping helping of ear candy to blow the tweeters of you trick-or-treaters. I know it sounds dirty, but I don't care, because I'm here celebrating my favorite time of year. I've got a spooktacular show full of bone-crunching tunes for you maniacs. In addition to a sack full of rotten roll, I'll also have an interview for you with Thomas Hart, lead vocalist of Dead Till Dark. So step into my lair, if you dare. From the Scream soundtrack, this is Bird Brain, Youth of America, on the Casey Ferguson Show's Haunted House of Rock.
Say a prayer for the youth of America.
wasted.
From Friday the 13th, Part 6, Jason Liz. You're listening to the KC Ferguson Show. Just want to wish everybody a happy Halloween.
Walking the day, I was walking the night.
You're listening to the Casey Ferguson Show's Haunted House of Rock on Amherst Island Radio 92.1 FM.
Slicing and dicing, stabbing and slabbing, you are listening to the Casey Ferguson Show's Haunted House of Rock on Amherst Island Radio 92.1 FM. That was Dead Till Dark with their song of the same name. Before that, from the film Friday the 13th, Part 6, Jason Lives, was Alice Cooper, Teenage Frankenstein. I'll have my interview with Tom Matthews, star of that film, up shortly on my website as part of my podcast's 4th annual Halloween special. So be sure to check that out at CaseyFergusonShow.com. Birdbrain kicked off that set with Youth of America. My guest on this episode of The Casey Ferguson Show is Tom Hart, lead vocalist of Dead Till Dark, the very band you just heard. You'd think I planned that. Well, I did, actually. Look at me adulting, planning things and whatnot. Anyhow, Dead Till Dark have shared the stage with the likes of Trapped, Saliva, Blackstone Cherry, and LA Guns, among others. Tom and I will discuss what he would use to defend himself in the event of a zombie apocalypse, who he would reanimate to create the ultimate band, who among the living he'd like to tour with, Pornhub, what Dead Till Dark will be listening to this Halloween, and more. This is my conversation with Tom Hart of Dead Till Dark on the Casey Ferguson Show's Haunted House of Rock. All right, this is Casey Ferguson. You are listening to the Casey Ferguson Show on Island Radio 92.1 FM. I have Tom Hart on the phone from Dead Till Dark. How you doing, Tom?
I'm good, brother.
Rocking and rolling, strutting and strolling, ramming and jamming.
Yes, sir.
Atta boy. Now, Tom, you guys are from Springfield, just like the Simpsons. So how's the local scene out there?
There's not much of one here.
I know the feeling. I'm in a small town in Canada here. I'm in Kingston, Ontario. It's kind of an interesting spot. Lots of musicians, not too many places to play, though. Is that what it's like out there?
Yeah, it's pretty sparse around here. We do have a local station here that is pretty active at, you know, supporting the rock bands and gives us some airplay and stuff like that. But as far as the club scene and stuff like that, it's pretty dead around here, not like it used to be.
Well, I mean, it's kind of one of those things, right? It's sort of a state of the industry sort of thing. These places can't stay open because nobody's got any money to go out to shows.
That's true, man. It's not just here. It's everywhere we go. You know, they're talking, you know, everybody we talk to says the same thing. You know, we just got to do what we can to keep it alive and go out and support and keep doing what we do. Fight the good fight.
You got her. Man, I want to say congrats on getting the album out. Looks like this thing's doing pretty good for you.
So far, so good. Yeah, all the response has been great and, shows and we got some other things in the works that I don't really want to say because I don't want to jinx myself, but cool things coming down the pike. So so far so good. Everything's good.
Well, you guys just got a video out for Restless Heart too. Looks like people are digging that.
Very much, yeah. The response has been great, better than what I was expecting. So yeah, nothing negative really that I've came across. You know, when you start sending stuff out for reviews and all that stuff, I've been doing this long enough. We're gonna get some bad ones, and I don't have to take it personal, you know. Not everybody's gonna like it, you know. And I understand that, but so far, you know, everything's been really positive, and we're happy.
Well, I mean, it's hard not to take those things personally. I mean, I used to, I used to be a critic, for you know, lack of a better term. I was a senior entertainment editor for a website here in Kingston that's no longer around, with good reason, I'm sure. wasn't my fault, but. It's a tough job, man, because, you know, I'm a player, or at least I was for a lot of years, and, you know, it sucks to carve somebody's art up and say, well, you know, I like this, I don't like that, and, you know, this isn't so good, and that, you know, it's all very subjective. So, yeah, man, like, you know, if anybody's saying anything bad, it's just like, hey, it's just not their cup of tea, that's all.
Well, and that's, you know, that's how I take it, you know, it's, all it is, you know, opinions, and you're not gonna appeal to everybody, and you gotta realize that, you know, but as long as we, appeal to some, and you know, we keep building fans, and you know, we're happy, you know, so we take all that kind of stuff with a grain of salt, you know.
High five.
Now, Dead Till Dark have performed with Blackstone Cherry, Saliva, Trapped, among others. Who did you have the most fun with, and who, out of any living band, if given the chance, would you like to tour with?
I mean, everybody's been super cool to us, but probably one of the funnest shows I'd say we did was we played with LA Guns.
Oh, yeah.
Phil Lewis's version of LA Guns, Bill and Steve, but, you know, that was stuff that I listened to when I was a little kid, you know, so that was kind of cool to actually be doing a show with them guys. But, yeah, like I said, everybody we played with, been super cool, but that was one that sticks out, and it was a great night. You know, crowd was great, and everybody was into everything. But as far as who, anybody that we could play with still alive would be, not too long ago I would have said Motorhead, but
yeah, true enough.
That's not going to happen now, you know. And Motley Crue's gone now, so you know my choices are getting slimmer. You know, we'd love to go out with we dig like Volbeat. Now the Misfits, that'd be cool to open some shows for them now. But GNR's back together, maybe that.
Yeah, true enough.
There's a ton of them we'd love to be.
Well, what do you make of the Axl singing for AC/DC thing? I mean, everybody's got an opinion on this thing. What's yours?
Me, personally, I'm not too into it. You know, if I'm going to go see AC/DC and spend that kind of money, I want to see Brian Johnson. But, you know, that's just my personal opinion. Obviously, I mean, and I've seen he doesn't sound bad doing it. It's just, you know, not what I'd want to see at an AC/DC show.
True enough. Yeah, I mean, my thoughts on it are, I think, maybe what Angus should do. Because, you know, at this point, they've lost Bond. You know, the whole Brian Johnson thing has gone on. And I think, you know, he can make a solo album with anyone, you know, just have any singer he wanted in the world probably sing on it. Yeah. So why doesn't he just make a solo album? I mean, everyone who knows who Angus Young is.
Kind of like Slash did. He could
even yeah, exactly.
Or whatever. But, you know, that's just my take on it.
Let's say you could reanimate four or five dead musicians to form the ultimate undead band. Who would you choose?
Let's see. I would have to have Elvis singing. Let's say Elvis, John Bonham, Dimebag and Dee Dee Ramone. Why not Dee Dee Ramone?
That'd be an interesting band, sir.
Yeah, I have no clue what that would sound like.
Okay, well, here's another one for you. I think it's safe to say that you guys are probably fans of the Hallowed Season. So, what are you watching and what are you listening to this Halloween?
We'll probably be listening to some Misfits, maybe some Alice Cooper, some Slipknot thrown in there. And I don't know, what will we be? Let me ask the guys. We're at rehearsal right now. What would we be watching at Halloween? Well, Halloween, yes, that's a good answer. Friday 13th, Halloween. Larsa, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and probably Pornhub.
Well, yeah, it's got to be in there somewhere. Now, okay, here's another Halloween-related question. It's the zombie apocalypse. Of the following choices, what would you use to defend yourself? A, a chainsaw. B, a glove with knives for fingers. C, your boomstick. D, not giving a rat's ass. Or E, a Richard Simmons workout tape.
I was going to say a glove with knives for the fingers or whatever, but now I'm thinking the Richard Simmons workout tape would be the deadliest.
Well, I mean, nothing will come near you when you got one of those, right?
That's going to be the safest place to be.
Absolutely. Whiskey or wine?
Whiskey.
Beer or liquor?
Liquor.
Beatles or Stones?
Depends on the day, but I'm going to say Stones.
De Niro or Pacino?
De Niro.
Freddie or Jason?
Freddie.
Your epitaph will say?
It's been fun.
Well, it has been fun indeed. I thank you very much for your time, Tom. I hope you have a great Halloween.
Thank you, brother. Thank you for your support, man. We'll talk to you again anytime you want to.
Awesome, brother. All right, have a great rehearsal, man.
All right, thank you.
Cheers, bro. Part talk show, part rock show. You are listening to the Casey Ferguson Show's Haunted House of Rock on Amherst Island Radio, 92.1 FM. That was my conversation with Tom Hart, lead vocalist of Dead Till Dark. Do me a favor, if you're enjoying what you're hearing, hit Dead Till Dark with a like on Facebook. In fact, I hope any band you enjoy on the show, you'll hit with a like on Facebook, follow on Twitter, or even do the unthinkable and buy some of their damn music. With that said, I'm going to spin some more Dead Till Dark for you. Maybe even a little Misfits for the lads in the band. This is Dead Till Dark, When the Neon Meets the Night on the Haunted House of Rock.
We know they have it wrong. On the road. tonight.
You're listening to the Casey Ferguson Show's Haunted House of Rock on Amherst Island Radio 92.1 FM.
As long as it's mine, and the door it opens way back in, or is it way back out? Any place is where she'll be. Any place she'll see you from. Lies and secrets become your world. Anytime, anywhere, she takes me away. And that climbs up the steps one by one to give you the rose that's been burned by the sun. Point me to the sky above. I can't get there on my own. Walk me to the graveyard. Dig up her bones.
Listening to the Casey Ferguson Show. Happy Halloween.
Well, I don't really care, I'm going out of control. I'm gonna ride this bomb until it knocks a hole in the ground. Think you're gonna take me out. Well, if you kill me, and promise you're coming along. There's no future, there's no money, no milk and there's no honey. A gun against your head, and now you've cocked it. There's no future, no friends, so suck your soul out of the air. Then they throw you in a coffin and lock it. Hell ain't got nothing on a place like a home, where the kids are all deaf. The sounds of the moans of an angry mad mama in the back of the room. And I'm gonna make sure you see real soon. Well, there's no future, there's no money, no milk and there's no honey. A gun against my head, and now I've got this. There's no future, no friends, to suck your soul to the air. Till they throw you in a coffin and lock it. This is a city of vampires. This is a city of freaks. This is a city of madness, chaos and pain. I built for you and me. There's no money, no milk and there's no honey. A gun against my head, and now I've cocked it. There's no future, no friends, so suck your soul out of the air. Till they throw you in a coffin and lock it. This is a city.
or no filler, you are listening to the Casey Ferguson Show's Haunted House of Rock on Amherst Island Radio 92.1 FM. That was Dead Vampires, City of Vampires. Before that, the Misfits Dig Up Her Bones, and kicking off that set was Dead Till Dark, When the Neon Meets the Night. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the Casey Ferguson Show's exclusive sponsor here on Amherst Island Radio, Overtime Sports Bar, located at 1677 Bath Road in Kingston. Looks like they've got a few creepy goings on over the course of the hallowed season. On Friday, October 28th, they are having a Halloween salsa party, which sounds about strange enough for me to check out. And Saturday, October 29th, Blue Angel and Kingstone, two killer rock bands from the Kingston area, will be performing at Overtime's Rock and Roll Halloween Hoedown. Rob and Tina always go wild on the decorations for these kinds of things, so I can assure you, they will be the best decorated bar in town for a Halloween bash. Like the Overtime Sports Bar page on Facebook to keep up with everything going down. Thank you once again to Overtime Sports Bar for helping keep independent radio alive. Speaking of creepy stuff going on, dig this story. It comes from inquinty.ca, and the headline reads, Sex Toys Taken from Belleville Business. A pair of toys has been stolen in Belleville that definitely aren't for children. The windows of the front door of an adult business on North Front Street were smashed and two adult toys were taken on August 19th. Police say the incident is similar to a series of break-and-enters to local businesses since early May involving the theft of a number of mannequins and female mannequin torsos. Police continue to ask for the public's help in finding the person or people responsible for the incidents, and anyone with information should contact police or Quinty Crime Stoppers. Yep, that's pretty creepy. I find it interesting that it was a pair of sex toys. His and hers, perhaps? Your guess is as good as mine because the article wasn't very specific. I consider myself a pretty virile individual, but I don't recall ever being quite so tumescent that I had to break into a sex shop and steal some pleasurable playthings. The fact that there is apparently a related incident or incidents plural only makes the story funnier in my eyes. Some pocket-fishing pervert on a wanking warpath through the Quinty region. Since the police believe the incidents are related, and it would certainly seem that way given the specification of the targets, I'm going to take a shot in the dark here, and venture a guess that the perpetrator stole one of those breast and butt packs, hence the quote-unquote pair of sex toys. I know some of you out there might be thinking, well, who cares? I mean, how much could it be worth? Well, I used to work in an adult store, and it's not uncommon for the synthetic molds of porn stars' parts to have a price tag of a few hundred bucks. Yes, seriously. Anyhow, enough about the thieving Bell villain and the price of plastic punani. Let's get back to the music. This is Him, Don't Fear the Reaper, on the Casey Ferguson Show's Haunted House of Rock.
Thank you. Ciao, Maurizio Guarini from Goblin. I just wanted to say Happy Halloween. You are listening to the Casey Ferguson Show.
Happy Halloween. You're listening to The Casey Ferguson Show.
I feel it.
Creeping and crawling, knocking and rocking, you are listening to the Casey Ferguson Show's Haunted House of Rock on Amherst Island Radio 92.1 FM. That was Evil Woman by Circus of Power. Before that was Conduit with Spiderwebs, and at the top of the set was Him with their rendition of Don't Fear the Reaper. Well, it's coffin time for this, kid. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. I'll have another episode of the Haunted House of Rock for you before Halloween, plus the 4th annual Casey Ferguson Show Halloween special. So still lots of rot and roll to come your way in coming weeks as we lead up to All Hallows Eve. This one's for you, Lemmy. Motorhead will play us out with a tune called Hellraiser. Remember, it's only an island if you look at it from the water. Happy Halloween. Until next time, this is Casey Ferguson, over and out.